Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you have joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about, I believe, a very poignant, personal, pointed question and subject, and that is, how does race, how does ethnicity, how does skin tonation play into the election that we're in today? You would believe that somehow, some way, we're a 50-50 divided nation on skin color. We have watched the what I would call the rise of a race question in America that I thought we had resolved. In fact, Pastor Davis and I were talking before the show today. I thought we'd resolved this years and years and years
Amen.
Ago
Amen.
As to where we
Amen.
Stand on this race issue.
Amen.
But because there's a passion and a desire on the part of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party that somehow, some way, they picked up on the Marxist, Maoist, Communist agenda book, and part of that Communist, Marxist, Maoist agenda is to divide a people and any way you can divide them. And one of the primary ways, ladies and gentlemen, that's been found throughout the centuries is by ethnicity, and that's exactly what's being done. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you can dial in 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, it's 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. If you're a black pastor, if you're a black Christian, love to hear from you. How are you voting? How have you voted? You don't have to tell us anything about your name or your background. We'd love to have your first name for introductory purposes, but that's left up to you. We'd love to hear from you. Do you believe that race should play a part of this election? Or should we look at it on the basis of what we have as a constitutional republic? Should we look at it on the basis that we're all on this planet together? Should we look at it on the basis that we're all Americans, regardless of skin color, and therefore we need to vote for that which preserves and protects our Constitution and, in particular, our Bill of Rights?
Amen.
The telephone number is 831-0917.
Amen.
Pastor Davis, I'm looking at an article here from Christians in Defense of Freedom, and it's put out by Matt Staver. And I'm going to read a couple of lines of this, and then we'll take our first caller. But this article says, they're anti-God, they're anti-family, they're anti-American, they are anti-Israel. But Black Lives Matter, BLM, is raking in millions of dollars to destroy the only two nations that was ever founded on the Word of God, end quote. And it's talking about the BLM, Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And yet there are a lot of people that think that's a peaceful organization. They're here to protect me because I'm black. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the biggest lie from the pits of hell that I believe that could ever be promulgated on the face of the globe. And yet we have multitudes of Christians and Christian pastors standing in the pulpit and advocating for the Black Lives Matter socialist, Marxist, communist organization that's out to tear down and destroy the constitutional republic called America. Joseph is on the line, I believe. Go over the question or comment, Joseph.
Yes, regarding the election, if you like mandatory face masks, sports events canceled, church events canceled, then vote for Joe Biden. If you like paying more taxes and paying more for gasoline and electricity, vote for Joe Biden. If you want the most liberal senator in America as president, vote for Joe Biden. Regarding the racial issue, in my opinion, African Americans have more rights and privileges in America than any other non-African country. All races in America have a potential for success. Regarding truth, in my opinion, truth can only be discerned by Bible-believing Christians. So many Americans have been given over to a debased mind.
Yes.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Exactly right. I couldn't have stated it in a summary fashion any greater than you have. So, Joseph, thank you so much for your input today. And so I pray that, ladies and gentlemen, you heard our caller and what was said. If you want higher taxes, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is talking about increasing the wages by $15 an hour. If that is done, everything you get, you'll be paying for a Big Mac or a Whopper rather than $4 or $5. You'll be paying $8 to $10 for that if you go to $15 an hour. Secondly, if Joe Biden is elected and puts into action the Green New Deal, which was the brainstorm of AOC, If that goes into effect, we'll be paying between $6 and $10 a gallon for gasoline, because he's going to shut down drilling, shut down fracking, shut down anything that's called petro products, which would be gas and oil, et cetera, et cetera. He believes that we need to have windmills all over America. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have rolling blackouts like they're having in California, where you don't know when your power is going to be on or off, just put in the windmills across America and close down everything that's called fracking and oil and coal, and simply say we're going to depend on the windmills. That's been a great success for California, I believe. Look at the record and find out. California today, yes. Most of the citizens of California today, they don't know when they're going to have power and when they're not going to have power, because there's the rolling blackouts. And the wisdom of Gavin Newsom, their wonderful communist Marxist dictator governor, has already made the statement. They passed the legislation that by 2025, the only car you can drive in California will be an electric car. And they have no idea that if they're going to have an electric car, listen, an electric car requires the batteries being recharged. The batteries being recharged requires electricity. How are you going to generate that electricity to power those electric cars if you shut off the gasoline and the oil production?
Amen.
They just simply have not thought through it, apparently, or they're ignorant enough not to care. I don't know which. But Pastor Davis, we're talking about this final day for election, which is tomorrow. And we, the people, have become, we the sheeple, I believe, rather than having a shepherd to lead us, we have on the agenda that is before us someone that wants to become our dictator and controller. And of all people, ladies and gentlemen, the black population needs to recognize that we ought not to be viewed as slaves or as servants on the plantation to be dictated to by a dictator out of Washington, that we ought to be free citizens to make the choices and decisions. As our previous caller said, if you want to be in a position where you're going to shut down businesses at a whim, if you want a leader that's going to, a president that's going to shut down churches at a whim, then put Joe Biden in office. If you want a president that's going to depend on the rioters, the demonstrators in the streets, the vandals and the burning and the murder in the streets, they have not said, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris has not said one negative thing publicly for the BLM rioters in the streets that's been ripping America apart.
Amen.
For the past 8 months.
Amen.
They have, in fact, stated, Kamala Harris said, that the riots and the demonstrations ought to continue through and beyond the election. Now, if that's not antithetical to anything that's called peaceful for leadership in America, nothing is. But, Pastor, we're talking about, and we've touched on it a couple of times, Black Lives Matter. But the Joe Biden administration, we want to continue to promulgate the Black Lives Matter. And they're simply thugs. They're rioters. They're vandals. They will steal and burn and destroy our cities. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you may have not paid attention to the news, but all of our major cities, New York, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco, and I could go on and on and on across the nation, where they have boarded up now. Pastor Davis say, in fact, I was talking to Pastor Davis a moment ago before airtime, that if we or anybody's in the construction business, you're probably finding plywood being at a maximum price, a premium price today, because so much is being used to board up in preparation, not for a hurricane, not for a storm, but to board up to prevent the rioters, the demonstrators, the Black Lives Matter thugs in the street from destroying your business.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Is that something, Pastor Davis, that a Christian, and especially a pastor, should we take a stand in the pulpit against stuff like that?
Amen. We should be speaking out against that type of action, and making sure that none of our people, if they are a part of your congregation, or let's just say any Christian,
yes,
any Christian that you know,
yes,
you should be trying to encourage them not to take part in stuff like that, because that's not something that reflects good on us as Christians, because we represent God.
Absolutely.
Here. And Dr. Youngblood, I wouldn't want to do anything to bring a shame and a scandal down upon the name of God.
Yes, amen.
Because when we look at this, Dr. Youngblood, God gave us his son.
Yes.
When he gave us his son, he gave us the best that he had to
That's
offer.
That's right.
And we need to know and understand, when Jesus came here, he died on the cross for all of our sins. It costed him something.
That's right.
It costed God his son.
Yes.
And it costed the son his life.
That's right.
So then, for that reason, we ought to take a stand to make sure, Dr. Youngblood, that we don't do anything
Amen.
That would discredit the name of Christ.
Amen. And yet when you see pastors, so many, that's taking the stand for BLM, Black Lives Matter, and somehow, some way thinking it's a racial protecting body. And yet when you watch on television the Black Lives Matter thuggery in the streets, 98% are more white people.
Amen. Amen. I don't think they saw that part yet.
Apparently they're not
seeing that. Apparently they're not seeing that. I have to wonder.
They are 98% white guys and girls. And it's because they're the anarchists. They're the ones that they're using. They're traveling under the color, if I can use that term, under the color of Black Lives Matter. That is under the banner of a racial term that it will cause division in America. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist approach is to, number one, try to divide America. Number two, to do anything to destroy the nuclear family called one man, one wife for a lifetime. They are out to dethrone God and to destroy our constitutional republic on
Amen.
Which we have built America for all of these years.
Amen.
In fact, it was one of the key leaders in Black Lives Matter. All three of them are black women. All three of them are socialist, Marxist, communist. One of them proudly says that she is a black feminist queer. Her words, not mine. And all three of them are avowed Marxist. In fact, one that is, her last name is Colors, the one of the women, said that we are a proud, highly trained Marxist, and that is the goal they have. And yet, again, Pastor Davis, I'm trying to drill down and impress upon our listeners that please, 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 please do not think that somehow, some way, that if you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for a protection organization that he represents called Black Lives Matter. And he does represent it, because he's not in any way confronted it as being wicked, evil, or bad, and that we ought not to do anything in relationship to saying no to them. But Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with skin tonation, but all to do with the overthrow of America. And yet many black Americans have been blinded by that. But Pastor Davis, I'm thankful. I am thankful. I'm reading an article here that says the latest poll, nearly one third of black voters will choose President Trump at
Amen.
The polls.
Amen.
President Donald Trump received only 8% of the votes among blacks in 2016. But a poll this last Thursday found 31% of likely black voters say that they would vote for President Trump in an election if it were held today. The Daily Poll of Rasmussen, which was the closest among major polling companies in predictions in 2016, showed a steady increase in black voters choosing President Trump from 27% just last week to 31% just this past Monday.
Amen.
And I believe, because there's another poll that's out that said it is upward of 50% of the black voters now, that's the ones that will vote, will be voting for President Donald J. Trump.
Amen.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, based on what President Trump stands for versus what Joe Biden stands for, not talking about the two men. When we vote, we need to vote for the party and what they stand for, and not the person that's on that platform.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Based on that, saying that the majority, it seems, is increasing for the black voters for President Trump, what do you see in that? What do you want to say to the black congregation, the black members that are listening? What do you want to say to that black voter that says, I haven't quite made up my mind yet? What do you say to that listener today?
Well, here's what I would really like for them to know, and I just want to toss this out there because a friend and I was talking about this on yesterday and a couple of other friends, is that over the weekend, I heard on some news source, Dr. Youngblood, that there are some 75 million people that have already cast a mail-in ballot that want to change their mind.
That's right.
We don't want you to end up being one of these individuals today.
That's right, because after tomorrow, you can't change your mind.
Amen. This is why we're trying to supply you with the information, the correct information that you need so that you can make the right choice based upon biblical principles.
Amen.
Again, let's quit looking for a perfect individual, because there never was ever but just one.
And he was
that
crucified.
Ever was here, and that's Jesus Christ.
Right. And they crucified him.
Amen. Amen. And that's what they did. Amen.
Right.
They put him to death on the cross.
That's right.
So now what we have to do is look at the platform and what the individual represents. And if they are based on biblical principles, that's what you need in order to benefit your
Amen.
Life.
That's right.
Because here's what they're doing. They are master deceivers, Dr. Youngblood.
That's right. They do.
We
that.
Have come a long way to get where we have gotten to right now today. We don't need anyone destroying that or throwing us back twice as far as we have made the progress to come to where we have gotten at right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what we need to know and understand is that what the deceivers are doing, they are preying on the weak and the wounded, the disgruntled and the disadvantaged.
Yes.
We as black people and all people together, Dr. Youngblood, we live in a land of opportunity.
Amen.
And if you don't take advantage of the opportunity that's set before you, it's not the white man's fault.
That's right.
It's not the yellow man's fault. It's your fault.
Amen. That's right.
Now, okay, again, let's know and understand that we need to sit down and sort this information out that's before us. Because here's what I'm doing. I'm tying this in with Bible scripture.
Amen.
Jesus, when he was talking to the disciples in the book of Matthew chapter 24, they asked him a question and said, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him. That's chapter 24, verse 3. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Yes.
Deception is one of the biggest signs that we are seeing that's coming to pass, because the master told us that that's the way it was going
right.
to be.
That's one of the major Amen. Signs of the last days.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So we look at people like Joe Biden, those in the Democratic Party that know how to manipulate the minds.
Absolutely. That's
the
right.
The weak-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
The
White
people who are wounded. That's Again, right. listen, mm-hmm. we know and understand, and I can tell you this from the standpoint of a black person. Amen. We have been wounded in many ways down through the years.
That's right.
But listen, it's nobody's fault but yours if you decide to just let the wounds and the hurt overtake you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you come to Christ, he said, cast all your burdens upon me because I care for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. He will take care of your situation for you. And he'll open up doors that you never knew were even there.
That is exactly right.
But what you have to do, you have to get up off the stool of do nothing and do something on today.
That's right.
We got the information out there that's available to us to help us along in life. But Dr. Youngblood, the biggest problem I can see with a lot of individuals is they are still sitting down waiting on entitlement.
That's right.
And that's something that Joe Biden is promising to everybody, especially the blacks.
It's the carrot out there.
Whatever he can bring to them, and he's just saying it from his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Because again, as I told an individual on yesterday, if Joe Biden is elected and that's the person that you want, you say you want him now. But I'll give you 30, 60, 90 days, or maybe even less than that. Sooner or later, you're going to come up with a complaint about Joe Biden.
That's right.
You're still not going to be satisfied about the selection that you made.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know and realize on today, again, don't let anybody deceive us with things that they're not going to do, because deception is one of the biggest signs that Christ told us was going to happen in the world before he makes his return back to the earth. Amen.
Exactly right. And we're seeing that. And Pastor Davis, one of the things that our listeners need to understand, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. I'm talking with Pastor Glenn Davis today. We're talking about the white-black issue. And we're talking about specifically black lives do matter. But we are facing it on the basis of that which is being promulgated out there in the marketplace with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, that somehow, some way, Black Lives Matter, the BLM organization, represents black people in protecting them, and it does not. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Where do you stand on this issue? What are your thoughts on this issue? Do you believe this is something that we need to discuss? Have you already voted? How have you voted? Why did you vote the way that you voted? Are you a Christian? As a Christian, do you see that there's a need to say no to Joe Biden and yes to President Donald J. Trump?
Amen.
Pastor Davis, listen, some things that I believe that are vital for us to talk about, whether it be red, yellow, black, or white, and I use that kind of glibly speaking, but identifying all races of people in the United States of America, every citizen in America,
Amen.
Every one of us, we have the same basic needs, we have the same basic human desires, we have the same basic human hurts, we have the same basic difficulties, and each and every one, especially as Christians, all of us as Christians, regardless of skin color. We want freedom of religion, and we want liberties that we have in our First Amendment, and we do not want government to intervene and try to close us down.
Amen.
In fact, I find it absolutely sad to find that so many times there are those that think that somehow, some way, it is okay to elect somebody and let them make the choice and the decision whether they're going to close us down or whether they're going to let us continue to be open. Here's an article from Matt Staver with Liberty Council says, Governor Gavin Newsom has imposed the worst church restrictions in the country. Right now in California, worship is completely banned in much of the state. In home Bible studies and worship with anyone who does not live in your home, they're also all banned. In fact, such activity is criminal, punishable by up to 1 year in prison and $1,000 a day fines if you are doing that. So, Pastor, what I'm wanting our listeners to understand, Gavin Newsom represents, in my mind, all of what you see in the blue states, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist dictator governors and mayors that think that they can shut the church down. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're red, yellow, black, or white, if you're saved, we want religious liberties.
Amen.
We want religious freedom. We want our churches open. I'm weary, Pastor, with these churches and the pastors that continue to remain closed, saying that we're going to open when the government says we can.
Amen.
We ought to obey Christ and not Caesar. We ought to obey God and not government. It is our responsibility as Christians to be the watchman on the wall and take the stand that is reasonable based on the authority of the Word of God. But
Amen.
All of us as Christians, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of our skin color, we want the freedom to assemble without the government restrictions on how many people can be. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that right now, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and all of the Socialist, Marxist, Democratic, Communist Party, they're now talking about, and it's now coming out through the CDC, recommendations on what we can do for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
My,
they're even coming up, Pastor, with the number of people that you will be allowed to have in your home for Thanksgiving, and even if it's grandma or grandpa, if they think that somehow that they ought not to be in the home, the recent ones on television, the talking heads like Dr. Fauci said, you need to be bold. You need to be able to tell grandma or grandpa, no, you can't come to my house for Thanksgiving.
My.
You might infect us if there might be some problem. In fact, they're setting up now rules and regulations for America about Christmas and Thanksgiving on in the enforcement of that because of COVID-19.
They are
already doing that, ladies and gentlemen, for holidays in the UK. They are already now persecuting people because they're taking their freedoms away because under the guise of COVID-19. And so, Pastor, what I'm concerned about is the election of Joe Biden will absolutely cause devastation in the hearts and the minds and the lives of our citizens in the United States of America.
Amen.
The BLM is a socialist, Marxist agenda to destroy America. They want to destroy the family. They want to destroy our faith in the future and the flag, as I call it, and our freedoms in America. But yet, as Christians, regardless of skin tonation, we all want to protect the unborn.
Amen.
Every Christian, ladies and gentlemen, should vote for the protection of the baby in the womb. About 63 million human beings have been killed, murdered, as a result of Roe versus Wade in 1973. And Joe Biden wants to expand that and make that have a greater effect in the United States of America for the future. Pastor Davis, we've got just a few minutes left in the broadcast, but I want our listeners to understand what is so imperative in this vote. Speak to us for a moment from your perspective as a black pastor. How should black pastors stand? How should black pastors vote? How should black Christians stand? How should black Christians vote? What ought to be the motivation other than skin color and a commitment to a party? I've said many, many, many years ago, I'm committed to the Word of God and what God's Word says that we ought to do, and I'm not committed to a party. In fact, I've made this bold statement. Democratic Party of Jack Kennedy of the 60s is no longer the Democratic Party
today.
Amen. It is a socialist Marxist agenda to absolutely control America. Speak to that in a couple of minutes before we do a wrap up on a broadcast today.
Amen. Well, I think the first thing we ought to do, Dr. Youngblood, before we get ready to make this vote or cast this ballot, first, for every Christian and pastor, we need to love God.
Mm-hmm.
And keep his commandments.
That's right.
If we do that, then Dr. Youngblood, after reading the Word of God and understanding the will of God through His Word, that alone should help us to make the right decision. Because through the Word of God, we understand what His will is. And when we look at the policies that's set before us and see that they don't line up with the Word of God.
That's right.
Then you will know that you don't need to vote in that direction.
That's right.
Because.
Makes the decision for us, doesn't it?
If you love Joe Biden more than you love God,
mm-hmm.
then let me tell you 10 reasons why you shouldn't vote for Joe Biden.
All right.
Number one, he's against Israel.
That's right.
God said in the Word, if you bless Abraham, I'll bless you. If you curse Abraham, which represents Israel, mm-hmm. I'll curse you.
Right.
And because our president has blessed Israel,
Amen.
We are being blessed.
Amen.
Okay. Number two, it'll be trouble in the Middle East like never ever before.
Right.
War everywhere. If you want your sons and daughters to be dragged off the war, then you vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
Third thing, he's going to promote LGBTQ.
That's right.
That's totally against the Word of God, because when you look in 1 Timothy chapter 1, it tells you that the law was not made for a righteous man, and it goes in there to list out everything. And effeminate mm-hmm. is one of those things that the law was made for,
right.
to keep that kind of stuff under control.
Right.
But we have somebody that wants to be the president that's going to promote that.
Promote it, absolutely.
Next thing, he's going to attack our religious liberty.
That's right.
Again, Dr. Youngblood, I'm like you. I'm tired of seeing churches shut down,
right.
people hiding under the beds and in the corners,
right.
saying we ought to obey the government, when they say they love God, but they're not obeying Him.
Right.
So if you love Joe Biden, that's what you're going to get. Next thing, he's going to promote abortion and the killing of babies.
That's right.
We don't need that.
Mm-mm.
We don't need that. We don't know what kind of blessing God was sending our way, but because the babies were killed off, that person never got a chance to come in the
Absolutely.
World to give us what it was that God might have been sending through them.
Right.
Next thing, he's going to defund the police.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Youngblood, we're having a hard time. We got the police now. We're still having a hard time keeping a crime in check. But what are we going to do without policemen being around at all?
Right.
That's going to be a tough situation. Next thing we need to look at, and we're fixing to wrap this up, the mask mandate. He's going to destroy the military. He's going to destroy the middle class. He's going to tear down our borders.
Yes.
Those are things that we don't need, Dr. Youngblood.
We don't need that. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we've said very simply, black lives do matter. And black lives, white lives, it doesn't make any difference about the skin tonation or the color. We need to take a stand for morals and ethics and values, for our faith, for our family, for our freedom, for our future of America, and vote for President Donald J. Trump. Tomorrow's the last day. Go out and vote. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.